This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You got Jason Chaffetz. You've got all the usual suspects that just could never seem to go after Hillary or Obama. Just always had the hearings, but could never do it. Issa running around going after Sessions now, who's known as the most stalwart, upstanding person in the Senate. And they're all just playing it safe with the neocons, trying to basically wound Trump or bully Trump into being their minion. And if Trump just gives in, then the Republican establishment, will then be buddies with him. Just, don't really get rid of Obamacare. Don't really cut middle class taxes. Don't really do all this. Go along with what the globalists want, and we'll let you be president. But Trump's not backing down on any of his promises. And so they are flipping out, and he has to just come out and smash them. He has to come out and just annihilate them politically. They're really scared by that speech he gave to Congress a few days ago. They are absolutely devastated by the polls just going up and up and up, Trump having win after win. Their whole paradigm is shattering. Just like they're announcing that they're going to arrest Marie Le Pen for criticizing Islam. They indicted her last year. She has EU immunity because she's on the EU Parliament. They removed the immunity. It's the same deal, folks. They're in a war with us. They're killing Russian ambassadors and Russian advisors and the head of Russian intelligence. They're all getting murdered in their hotel rooms. And this isn't even our military or government doing this now. This is the super deep state is saying, we're going to kill everybody. Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to kill anybody unless, they're a criminal attacking me in the street or whatever, robbers trying to come into the night. But I can tell you how history works, and I'm pretty smart when it comes to how the world goes around. I've been around the block a couple times in my sleep. And you people are going to lose, and you're going to get hurt real bad. Any way you slice this, the only way you can't lose is blowing the planet up and then claiming some victory in that. You're going to lose. You kill Trump, you're going to lose. You try to stop Trump, you're going to lose. The only way you win is by deciding to serve humanity and actually empower humanity. And the elites will be richer than ever, but the people will be. And all this infighting and pessimism and crap will be minimized. We've come so far together. Now, I said I'm going to cover the biggest thing, and it's so big that it gives me a headache because I'll be reading the news, thinking about it. It's a thought I've thought many, many times. And it's so crystal clear, it's so simple, but it's also so transcendent. And it's the main debate that's going on inside the elite circles everywhere. And again, I'm not breaking something. This is what, when I read their own papers and their own writings, and we've covered this some before, they're obsessed with, and it's the excuse for everything they do, but then you look at their plan, and it's not even what they say they're doing. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about that. And then a really great plan we're about to post to Infowars.com that Dr. Groups put together that I really agree with. And now what we put out, what we promote, gets major cachet with the patriots in the pro-human movement, not just here but around the world. You got to say Russia and then England and then other countries, well, really Iceland, led the way in the fight of kicking the globalists out of our countries. But America, now that we've joined the team, is absolutely just, it's exploding. It's now total chain reaction. So there's a kernel of truth that this whole thing's Russian, in that the Russians were already under the social engineering since 1917, and they know how bad it is, and they're trying to struggle free from the spirit of it. They've kicked out most of the actual tentacles. Still, there's a lingering smell. But all it is self-determination of humans wanting to be with God and not with the spirit of failure and death and evil that is the God of this world. When we come back, I'm going to break down briefly the big enchilada, the Dr. Group's coming on, and then a bunch of other special guests today as we track the civil war going on inside our government as patriots attempt to restore the republic and the dignity of humanity. I'm Alex Jones.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KLLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are seeing an open criminal, foreign-funded, multinational operation in the U.S., similar to what we've seen in European countries where they remove presidents with fake scandals and actually install former Goldman Sachs presidents for some reason every time, Italy, Greece, you name it. And then they then announce that the EU is disbanding that nation's military and going to station troops inside the country. It's like Hitler rolling into Danzig or into Poland or into Czechoslovakia or into France or into Libya or Tunisia. I mean, but it's done corporately, but then the force marches in. And they get people in political correctness where the troops are liberal in Europe, and they say, we are liberal, we bring in refugees, we are liberal, we ban Germans criticizing it. Marie Le Pen, there is an arrest warrant out. You criticize Islam by saying ISIS is bad. You cannot make this up. And they salute and they do it. So now it's gotten so bad that people all over the world, from Italy to the UK to the US, are saying no. And so the globalists are now threatening larger wars and saying Trump's a Russian agent. And now Jeff Sessions, Mr. America, the ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, whose duty is to meet with the Russian ambassador on a routine basis, only met twice in the last year and a half at his office with the Russian ambassador. And they went, the Russian ambassador is a spy. Of course he's a spy. That's what presidents and ranking Armed Service Committee senators do, is they talk to other people. We think Jeff Sessions from the U.S. Army and then a lawyer and all this stuff, now the attorney general, think he's a little spring chicken? Trump talked to everybody in Washington, said, who's the most loyal to this country? Who's the anti-globalist? Who defeated Bush and his amnesty and all of it? Jeff Sessions. Who beat Obama? Jeff Sessions. And now the bunch of Republicans are saying he should resign. He should recuse himself, like Chuckie Schumer's their boss. You got the big Americana New Yorker that's the real deal, red, white, and blue, versus the fake New Yorker, the fake America, the scumbag Chuck Schumer, who's a globalist enemy of this country. And I said I'd get to this now. I'm going to do it at the start of the third hour in detail. Doug Hagman's joining me, but we've got Peter Boykin coming on, who's the founder of March for Trump and Gays for Trump. Big march coming up. I got a group with a huge, exciting initiative that's so important coming up here in just a minute. But let me give you the big enchilada. And I saw this morning, and it kind of crystallized. This is out of Bloomberg. Okay, because when I cover these type of things, what the media does, when I'm reading an MIT report, or I'm reading a UN report, I'm reading a British Ministry of Defense report, I'm reading a Pentagon report, is they'll just snip it together. As you all know, I am not anti-gay. And then they say, I am anti-gay on Colbert. And then people that work here are thrown out of their house because the landlord says, I'm gay, and Alex Jones is anti-gay. You're thrown out. I mean, this is the persecution, folks, that we're dealing with here. I mean, this is crazy. But I should be allowed to say that, and my employees shouldn't be thrown out of their home with their dog. And they could sue and do all of it. It's just like, you know, it's like, okay, I'll move with my girlfriend. You're crazy. But this is what goes on in America. And it's the same thing. Where I tell you what the globalists are saying, incredibly horrible stuff. We'll all have microchips. The family by 2030 will be gone. We'll all live in 200-square-foot control systems where we're surveilled, where the TVs are the walls. That's now announced everywhere. They're zoning it where you won't be able to get out of it in a few years. Germany's banned single-parent homes. They're really doing this stuff. I'm not making this up. And so what they do is, and I'll skip this break so he has more time. What they do is, again, I'm warning you before it gets here. Like, hey, we should get organized and say no to this as a culture, as a species. They go, oh, it doesn't exist, you're crazy, because they don't want any opposition to form, like driverless cars and taxing by the mile. Then once it's here, they go, yeah, we should just accept it. Or they snip it together and go, look at crazy Alex Jones. He says they're planning a doomsday mass extermination event. And he says Bill Gates is a human exterminist. And he says all this crazy stuff. No, Bill Gates said all that. I made films on it with clips of it. And him writing it. I know about his daddy. I know all of it. His daddy and the eugenics cell and IBM and Hitler, all of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, they're not Nazi agents. They created Hitler. The United States Cold Springs Harbor created the eugenics program and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, folks. That was always the test. Hitler was following orders. And then got set up, and he couldn't believe it. He had a deal with the United States and England. That's been declassified, by the way. But let's get into it right now. AI scientists gather to plot doomsday scenarios. Bloomberg. Oh, when I say it, it doesn't exist. But when Bloomberg, let's click on the link because people can actually see that. Researchers, cybersecurity experts, and policy wonks ask themselves what could possibly go wrong. And they admit the technology is so advanced we're reaching an Atlantean moment where we're going to blow ourselves up, basically. They've already done it. I want to break down the real threats, what's happening. They claim global government was to stop all this, but they're the ones making it worse. They claim global government was about empowering poor people, making them middle class so they only had two kids. Instead, they said, no, let's just exploit them, make them poor, let them have 10 kids, flood the West, bring everything down, and we'll go to nation states. Then we'll go to cities. And everybody else is poor, and you'll have mega cities that are high tech, everybody else poor. I mean, it's so diabolical. So the big secret is there's an internal war within globalism because most people that joined globalism were top of their class. They believed it was really for the greater good, and now they get down to the end game. They're like, oh, no, we're just going to kill everybody. And so I can tell you how many academics, how many scientists, how many top Hollywood people, top musicians, you know, the biggest people, the biggest names, call me over the years, come meet with me. You go out to communities, super rich people, they're out there just waiting. They're moving to Tasmania. They're moving to Kauai. They're leaving. They believe, oh, my God, we got set up. We got sold out to this AI global Satan takeover. And they're already freaked out and believe humanity's done. And they're evacuating, hoping they survive what's coming. Trump's coming in saying, let's right the ship. Let's get this thing straight. Shut this down. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're going to play golf. We're going to have grandkids. We're going to go to space. We're going to walk on distant worlds. We're going to have a planet for people. We've got cures for diseases. No, stop it. Stop it. And all these scumbags stand up and say, you're a Russian agent. And try to derail it. Let's play a clip of the ad that I'm going to Dr. Grubb. Here it is.
A lot of speculation in the media or in this world about how soon it will be before robotic soldiers take the place of the fight in the kinetic world. How soon will AI supplant the need for, and Dr. Shahida, you mentioned a bit of a computers fighting computers, but how quickly will AI supplant the need for all these human beings to defend these networks and do what we do?
I'll take it quickly and then yield to Peter, cause, since he kind of wrote the books on this. One, because I was an alumni of San Angelo. I think it's probably going to come more quickly than we think, as many of these developments do. The part of it that worries me the most, and by that I mean 10 years, the part of it that particularly worries me the most is that on the defensive side, many people are thinking that artificial intelligence, new heuristics, better analytics, and automation are going to help the defense. That if only we can roll these things out faster, that we will be better and the system will be more stable. I think that these technologies are going to aid the offense much more than it aids the defense. Because to defend against these kinds of attacks, you need your own supercomputer. That's fine for the Department of Defense. We've got them lying around. But for America's critical infrastructures, they are not going to be able to afford such defenses in many cases. Certainly small and medium-sized enterprises and mom and pops are not going to be able to. And so that's why that future in particular worries me if it goes down that direction, because it leaves much of America undefended.
Mr. Healy's the guy that goes around bad-mouthing myself, calling for banning news and controlling everybody. So now we're going to need the federal program for the AI to be in everything to make sure it all runs proper, right? And that's the globalist takeover. Turn loose the bugs, the viruses, the crises, the wars. Have us all accept the super AI to protect us, and now everything's controlled. But Mr. Healy will be there advising us the entire time. You can just imagine it. Now, Dr. Grubb, the article's on Infowars.com, shifting gears into some really positive news. Trump has come out and said he's got real concerns about vaccines and the fact that they're liability protected. Again, we're not saying vaccines don't have some merit or technology. They're dirty. They're out of control. The inserts admit they can kill you. That's a fact. They've been stonewalling it. We've got an article up on Infowars.com we'll put up there that is your plan that I think Trump should really look at. But I think the public should just create their own plans, their own ideas, and other doctors and other healthcare providers. Again, we have the article on Infowars.com. We'll put it on screen. To talk about your healthcare plan to try to get Trump to have alternative medicine and nutrition be added in to coverage, because we're getting so sick, admittedly, infant mortality's up, our life expectancy's down. The answer, obviously, is not just treating the illness, but actually finding out why we got it to begin with. It's an amazing plan. And so I'd like you to just quickly read over this in the time we have and hope that listeners send this to the White House, send this to Congress, and send this to others, because we're in this critical time of trying to kill Obamacare, which they admit is part of a global government takeover plan, in their own words now. We knew that years ago. It's incredible they admit it. And so what we should replace it with, again, things we know that will keep people from getting sick and for many, many decades to come.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. It's always great to be on your show. Like you were saying earlier, the globalists control, and the globalists are running scared right now because their main mission is just to control you, to control the population, and to control the earth. And that's what they're doing and what we've been talking about for years and years and years.
They call themselves technocrats, global rule by computers that they program.
Yeah, and so this is a big part of this is actually you as well, because it's what we've been talking about so long, and I'm just glad that you're part of this, and it's what we've been saying for a long time is to address the root cause. And what we're doing is just collaborating, and hopefully more people can collaborate on this and the White House will listen. And we have put out an open letter to Tom Price, Secretary Price, which is the Health and Human Services Secretary, to basically create an advisory committee under the new health care plan.
And by the way, Putin's done this, bringing in supplements and organics as their new national product. This is already the only thing booming still in our economy. People know this. Why not get the president behind it for small business generation?
It's going to save massive amounts of dollars. I mean, trillions and trillions of dollars are spent on health care. And the problem is, healthcare is not addressing the root cause of the problem.
Sure, I mean, we don't need a cure to breast cancer. We need to find out why it's up 3,000%.
Listen, we have proven, and I've spoken with doctors of the last 20 years. I've gone around the world, and you have too. We have proven natural medicinal protocols that can pretty much wipe out every single disease, okay? And even the hospitals and major scientific journals have published this.
It's everywhere now.
It's everywhere.
It's just like without vitamin C, you die. Boom. The hospitals say they see all the people with scurvy. My dad would see them. No one tells you you have scurvy because you don't get leafy vegetables or your stomach doesn't absorb them. Something very simple like that. Or the cancer rates if you don't have selenium. I mean, it's a fact.
We already have linked, fluoride, deficiency of iodine, colors, genetically modified foods, artificial ingredients, phthalates, all the chemicals in the water supply. That is a proven fact. All of those have been linked to the majority of the diseases out there today. All we're asking the White House and President Trump and HHS Secretary Tom Price to do is assemble a team of experts in these fields that have no ties to the pharmaceutical industries, to the food industry, to the chemical industries, that can present all of this research on these compounds, these toxic compounds, to the president so we can start taking action and addressing the
risk. And again, he's already created a commission to expose and look at the vaccines, so you go through it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, let us present all of our research to whoever we need to present it to decide whether or not and how that can be included.
And by the way, as you know, there are hundreds of studies in the U.S. alone where three flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. CBS News 15 years ago, the CDC's own internal documents that came out in 2001 where the head of the CDC says, my God, I'm not going to give my grandkids vaccines. We brain damaged millions, but we've got to cover this up. I mean, it's all there. We have all the smoking guns.
Yeah, and listen to this. They just had a study that was published by Yahoo News about a month ago that said a tiny dose of hormone-disrupting chemicals, just a tiny dose, is responsible for $340 billion in health-related costs.
And now they admit the number one cause of death now, of unnatural cause, is flesh-eating bacteria or bacteria that are drug-resistant. And it's just flooding, and all of us know this. This is the number one threat to us right now, unless you're above 65 years of age, and it's heart attacks and cancer. We need to develop these things, and there's all sorts of herbal remedies and treatments and silver and things that aren't cures in many cases, but are better treatments in their own studies than the antibiotics that aren't working. And I don't care if it's an antibiotic or silver or whatever. Some things will work with silver, some's an antibiotic. I just want it to work. I want my kids to live.
Well, it's just been suppressed, and all we're asking for is to lift that veil and let us show you.
I wonder
why
people are so fat. You said this 10 years ago. It's on record. Bisphenol A makes you obese, shuts down, and screws up your hormones.
That's right. The American Cancer Society came out on Tuesday with a study saying that cases among millennials, colon cancer cases, are rising at
doubled.
Two to three times the rate.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it was triple. Sorry.
Triple the rate. So, I mean, that's pretty much what's
triple
going on
the
right
rate.
Now.
And they said, oh, it's junk food. No, it's the additives. You can't go to a place that has McNuggets, you know, that have plasticizers in them. You can't eat plastic.
In all of the fast food restaurants, there was another study, actually, that just came out, all the fast food restaurant boxes and all of the paper
that
contain fluoride chemicals in the packaging material, again, designed to alter you and keep you in a controllable state. Now, I've spent the last couple of months because I'm trying to – everybody is very confused about what's going on with the repeal and replace scenario, Obamacare – replacement. Look, it took 8 years for them to come up with a disaster program, and everybody is out there expecting Trump to fix this thing within 4 weeks. And I can tell you that I've evaluated every single plan, and if you give me the chance, I'd like to run over that a little bit with people, because I think I've condensed it all down to the main points that they're talking about right now.
And again, we have a powerful broadcast. Our listeners are powerful in their action and their numbers. If they simply get your report that's got great ideas, I disagree with none of it, it's excellent, and send it out to talk show hosts, everybody, we don't even care about the credit, folks. All we want is to get this out and to stop this, and during this whole reorganization of it, put in good ideas like, hey, let's cover alternative medicine. Let's cover herbs. Let's cover nutraceuticals. Let's cover nutritional training. Big studies show hospitals and places have the worst nutrition ever. This is the key building blocks you need to not get these diseases in the first place.
It's just a window of opportunity that's opened up for us. We did the same exact thing under the Obama administration. We reached out to those guys. We never got a phone call back. We never even got a response back. I mean, if you really want to address the problems and all the money that we're spending on healthcare in this nation, we're ranked practically last when you look at the healthcare of all the nations in the world. I think we were like 28th or something. That is,
yeah, we're the worst industrialized country in the world, and we're living less. Our children are dying more. People always say that's not true. If you look it up, it's true. They've got all these weird drugs that keep you alive once they make you sick. And I'm not saying the average doctor's bad. They're the ones that actually know it. It's that it's this big corporate system, and Obamacare is the centralization through computers of technocracy, everything the doctors and nurses can do.
We are moving in the direction where people are becoming more educated about their health. Sooner or later, the FDA, all of these organizations are going to have to open the doors and allow this, because people are turning away from the standard allopathic care and they're looking for natural solutions, and the insurance carriers aren't covering it. That's a big part of my reach out for the repeal and replace, is that we have health freedom. People can say, I want to go to this licensed natural health practitioner, this licensed chiropractor, this licensed naturopathic doctor, instead of going to my allopathic doctor, or instead of being told where I have to go, and I would like my insurance to cover it. Because right now, I think last year we had close to, I think it was $400 billion out-of-pocket expenses from people that were money that was spent on nutritional supplements, massages, acupuncture, any type of alternative care.
And that builds a whole new economy as well. And again, folks, if you actually, with the fiat system we have and the level of industrialization we have, we've now reached the point we can do anything. All the mathematicians, all the futurists, they agree we should be working 2 days a week and then doing whatever we want the rest of the time. And humanity is just unlimited as long as we make it about humanity. The globalists want to make it about controlling humanity, imploding humanity, and then extracting our wealth energy for their breakaway civilization. That's what globalism is, and Trump is trying to block that. The report's on InfoWars.com. I want everybody to retweet it. Again, that's why I love Dr. Group. I'm not even thinking about, in the repeal of Obamacare, trying to actually have reform. I'm just trying to think, you know, get the face sucker off of us, you know, get the cancer out. But absolutely, why not go further, especially when we have somebody so open-minded like Trump or his wife or others that I know are informed about this, or actually involved with companies, you know, that do this, so they understand it. Americans asked Trump to add alternative health to Obamacare, repealed. We need to treat the cause of disease instead of just the symptoms. Alex Jones and Dr. Edward Grubb, Grubb really wrote it. We just put that up there. I added a few comments. So it's on InfoWars.com. Tweet it, Facebook it, folks. If you want change in the world, be that change. Dr. Grubb, thank you for all the great work. I don't think we'd still even be able to operate here with all the great things you've done with us in the last 5 years. You've been one of the MVPs of this fight, so God bless you. And I just love your spirit and the great work you've done.
Thanks, Alex. And I will say to all the listeners, tune in next Thursday for that big, huge announcement. I'll be in studio. And what we're going to be releasing is going to be life-changing for a lot of people.
Really is. You've changed my life. Thank you. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aligns himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, but like any other, until I kiss you.
Here with us. I'm going to try to get Leanne McAdoo and Owen Schroyer in here a little bit later. I like bringing in the other reporters and folks around the show. They had a lot of insight, different angles. It's like we had Dr. Group on earlier. Things are so exciting politically. It's beyond any sudden death overtime Super Bowl game, you know, that I'd watch when I was 20 years old with the buddies and beard, and just think it was the most important thing in my life that I was seeing. That was about a Super Bowl ring or a trophy. That didn't matter to me and my family. What's happening now is so huge, is so incredible. Trump really is trying to cut the taxes, restore the republic, get the power plants back on, bring the jobs back. Almost $3 trillion in the stock market in just the last few months. Unprecedented. Biggest recovery in small businesses since Reagan's recovery in 1984 that took him 3.5 years to get. This is incredible. It's nothing less than magic. It's a magic moment. And we're going to go to our guest here. We just lost his Skype, who is the guy that founded the Trump rallies around the country. They're going to be happening this weekend. Millie Weaver's here because she's going to be out covering. We got to send some security people, I guess, because the anti-Trump folks like to beat up women for some reason. I guess that's what cowards do. But Peter Boykin's coming up here in just a moment to talk about that. But first, I want to just thank the listeners for supporting the broadcast the last week and a half after Google, through AdRoll, banned us, saying we're fake news and we don't have a right to advertise in the open market, which, in my view, really is racketeering. They've been doing this to Breitbart and others. They've been calling for censoring. They want to shut us down. But we adapt, we overcome, and the listeners have really been buying a lot of the products. I've extended the sale one day, but it is ending because a lot of stuff's about to sell out. I said, we just extended the weekend. Let's just, people love it. We have discounts, and they're supporting us, and it's amazing. We're really catching up on the shortfall we have. They said, no, because X2 is about to sell out in the next 3-4 days. We won't have more for at least a month. We're about to sell out of a bunch of the other products because everything's 25 to 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, we just can't keep doing it. About T-shirts, a bunch of the T-shirts are half off. The new Trump Pence 2020 shirt that I believe will be the new mega viral shirt with InfoWars.com on the right shoulder says, Keeping America Great. We have to let folks know, this is the president we're not going to stop. On the back it says, America First in 1776. Get back in the face of the politically correct people. Meet like-minded folks that are pro-America, race, color, and creed. Get in the face of their chilling effect and say no. We're about to stop selling Trump as my president that we put out a month before he won. We knew that was going to happen. Hillary for president 2017 with George Soros, where it says deport George Soros. Those are almost all sold out. When they're gone, they're gone. But it's so important with these big rallies and this mega rally Trump's talking about, hadn't been announced yet, that everybody get the new gear moving forward. At $9.95, we're making like $4 on average. We need the money to fund the operation. But I got to say, at current sales rates, I just had to put in a bigger order to have these printed up right here in America, because we already sold out of the order we put in 2 days ago of what we printed. They can print more every day, thousands a day, but people are going crazy for this. This is going to be the new viral shirt. Everybody needs it. And we've got millions of listeners. Okay, almost 100,000 people bought the last shirt. That sounds like a lot. It was all over the news, changed the world, got the Republican establishment's attention. Why don't we sell a million of these? I know there's a million people listening right now. Take action. We can print a million of these shirts. We can use a third-party group to ship these out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I promise you this, if we sold a million shirts, that would be like only $5 million. Sounds like a lot, but it's actually not to fund a major operation. That's how cheap these are. But still, it would help us. There'll be less plugging. Now, we're about to go to our guest here who's taking action. It's in his car via Skype. Had a huge effect. But InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. If we put out 98,000 of the Hillary for president and, 30,000 of Trump's my president, that sounds big. It already changed the world. Imagine a million. Like, we know over a million Trump hats have been sold. Notice CNN said that nobody was there for the Trump event, showing it when the gates first opened for inauguration. These are liars. They can try to censor the internet, but they can't censor the real world. They can't censor the third dimension. And that activism on the street is key. But whether you even just share links to our articles or pray for us, whatever, it supports us. But everyone needs to buy the shirt, and even if you're not going to wear it, give it to your nephew, your niece, your cousin, your husband, your coworkers. Buy them for everybody at work who supports Trump. Let folks know, hey, do you like Trump? You like free speech? I'll buy everybody at the office. Business owners and people have to stop thinking by holding on, they get ahead. It's small businesses spurring the stock market, getting us out of this depression. People get it.
Exactly.
Our listeners are the people of action. You are the shock troops of the reawakening. Millie Weaver, we're going to our guest.
Yeah, well, I was actually reading some of the comments on the video we put out where me, you, and Leanne were wearing these shirts. And what I noticed was that there were actually a lot of women, Trump supporters, saying, man, I love these shirts. I really want to get one, but I'm afraid to wear one because I don't want to be attacked, because the anti-tolerant left likes to attack women if they're Trump supporters.
When we go to a movie, my wife takes a koozie for Trump.
Exactly.
And by the way, she used to be a liberal.
Yeah.
She has a koozie for Trump right there.
Well, my solution is this. Bring protection. Carry protection on your person, because you could be attacked for any reason. Doesn't even mean if you're a Trump supporter. We're seeing that every day out on the street.
And let's
bring
be clear.
Your own protection.
Let's be clear. I want to hear more from you, obviously, but I don't go to our guest, because you're the person that was on the front lines and just got attacked last weekend.
Yeah.
You know, pushed on, told to delete your footage at a public event by the so-called liberals, the so-called tolerant. It's only going to a Trump rally or a globalist, you know, socialist rally that you might get pushed on or attacked.
Yes.
You should go in a group. Out in public, it's you're going to get more pats on the back in most areas.
That's right.
But understand, you've got to get past that comfort zone and say it's okay in America to say we're going to make America great again. If Millie, at 5'5", can go up by herself and do this, then men and women can do it. But regardless, just get the shirt as an act of defiance itself, and get, again, look at France. Look at how they're cowed. Look at what's happening. We've got to stand up. We've got to speak out. Go ahead.
That's right. Don't let them silence you, because that's their end goal. They want to shut us down. And just as soon as we've had these March for Trump protests that are coming up on Saturday, they are already planning counter March for Trump protests, anti-Trump protests there to try and shut us down.
America is in a civil war. You think things are bad now? If we don't show ourselves and get out there and get aggressive, the media will spin it that we're losing. Weak-minded people will buy it, and the globalists could win. Now, stay there, Millie. I want to go to Peter Boykin, marchfortrump.com. Look what he started. Look how all the marches he's already had. Look at how it's been picked up, supported by the campaign. This is a guy, just an average guy, that took action. I want to find out when he started supporting Trump. He also has the hugely popular gaysfortrump.org. Which, again, Trump's been the advocate. He's always been open and inclusive. He wants to be inclusive. They lie about that. You saw it this weekend. We have to challenge these lies and let these bullies know this isn't true. So I want to come in. Talk about getting bullied. I don't know he's been bullied, but let me tell you. The liberals and some of the super socialists, you know, bullying gay groups out there, they think if you're gay, you're owned by the Democratic Party. So I want to see if he's been bullied or attacked or threatened over that. Talk about courage. I'm just guessing. Organizing Trump rallies, you got to have a lot of courage. So gaysfortrump.com, gofundme.com/marchfortrump. It's happening all over the country. You're going to be out there what day in Austin?
It's going to be March 4th at noon nationwide. So in Austin, this Saturday at noon nationwide.
I'm going to be right by the Capitol taking care of a major business deal with a bunch of stuff we're doing Saturday. And I'm right by the Capitol. I'm going to show up.
All right.
That's exciting. Let's go to our guest who's been holding long enough. We're getting back soon for a full hour if we can do it. Peter Boykin, marchfortrump.com. Tell us about your awakening, your journey, and then all the success you've had and what's coming up this weekend. But congratulations for standing up for freedom.
Thank you very much. I've liked and loved Donald Trump for a very, very long time. He's been a really good movement. But my awakening came a long time ago when Hillary last ran for the primary, and we got attacked for not wanting to vote for Hillary. We were called racist and everything. I said, if this is the Democratic Party, I'm out. You're going to attack you and eat your own, forget it. And we started our own Clinton's for McCain back in the past as well, and tried to work for there. And I kind of sat out for a while, but when Donald Trump came down that elevator and I went home and talked to my husband, we both were like super excited. I've always busted the screen at the Apprentice, and I used to be on a reality show locally here a long time ago, and I always said that, you know, if I got a shot to work for Donald, I could kick everybody's butt on that show.
So, well, you've been doing it with all the success with your marches. This is going all over the country. In Washington, though, you have Joy Vila. We should roll some footage of her. You can't ever see that too much. She's going to be your speaker. Tell us about what's coming up in D.C.
Well, in D.C., we're having the March for Trump this Saturday at noon. Joy Vila will be a keynote speaker. I will be also speaking. I'm going to be speaking against fake news and the whole fake media and everything. And we're actually going to have a dinner that night as well with Joy. So there's a limited amount of tickets for that is available. But we're anticipating a decent-sized crowd. I mean, for something that got put together in like about a half a month. They'll try to compare us to other marches, which is just apples to oranges. It's not how it's
Notice, this isn't George Soros spending hundreds of millions to have his women march, admittedly, and a database they've plugged in for decades would move on. This is real people. You see that with Trump. The biggest amount of small donations ever truly grassroots. Hillary had 7-1 money. Trump still won. This is grassroots.
That's exactly what it is. It's organic. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing these organic movements of pro-Trump going out nationwide, rallying together, showing their support. And then we're also seeing these orchestrated Soros-funded groups going and planning to try and counter protest and shut them down. That's what they actually say in this this article right here. They said, bring noisemakers to help drown out the hate speech and alternative facts of the alt-right.
Yeah, see, they want to shut our speech That's down, right. not debate it. Because they don't. They always, all these town halls, they have a script they're reading. A bunch of Soros crap. These people are a joke. Getting back to, again, Peter Boykin of MarchForTrump.com. These are happening all over the place. Tell us how many cities you think this is happening. Or if it's one person, even in a small town, just get out and stand up for free speech.
Well, on the March for Trump website, it has a small amount of the places that we're going to be. We're going to be in Mar-a-Lago. We're going to be in Las Vegas. We have celebrities there as well. Member of the Pussycat Dolls. We got Christy Swanson that's going to be there. We have marches and speakers at all over the places, very prominent GOP locations. We got Virginia Beach, which is being ran by Scott Pressler, another very good, great Gays for Trump member. We have, I believe, Randy Ross from Orlando. He's going to be throwing one. We have another Gays for Trump's pretty much kind of running these things. You know, like I said, the GOP has needed gays in the GOP for the longest. We throw
Isn't it funny that Trump gets up there with a rainbow flag says he's being inclusive of everybody, and the media calls him a homophobe? They call me that and an anti-Semite with no – it's the opposite. It's like – and it's not like I'm, like, being nice to groups so I don't get called something. I've never been accused of this. Now they just make this up. It's like the Young Turks calling by they disagree with racists. Even Joe Rogan has been pretty liberal, doesn't like them now, because it's just – they just spew this BS.
It's distraction. That's exactly what it is. They're trying to distract us from the key things that Donald Trump's doing. Like, for example, with Kellyanne Conway, how everyone made a big deal about her sitting on the couch. Well, did anybody notice that – that the reason they were there was because President Trump had the historically black college foundation members there to sign an executive order to give $25 billion to historically black colleges.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. No one heard about the $25 billion to the black colleges, something Obama never would do. Exactly. Yeah. It was all Conway was so excited. That this was such a great thing Trump was doing, and the unify, she jumped up all high on freedom, taking photos.
She's
a bubbly, happy lady that's charming, and then she's bad.
That's exactly.
I mean, this is the craziest. Well, what I'm saying is, to me, like you said, it isn't about parties. It's about unifying America, which she's done, and we've seen since Orlando especially, that finally, people that have alternative lifestyle, people, whatever, I don't care, gays, whatever, they really get that Trump is a unifier and are drawn to him. Why do you think that is?
Well, we just do not want to be thrown off buildings. We don't want to be killed. We know we're not. I call the LGBT liberals gay zombies all day long. That's my hashtag, gay zombies. I do it all day long. I got pages about it. I'm like, how do you support? I've been called Jews for Hitler, but I've turned that around. I'm like, how are we? You are. You're supporting the people that want to kill you. You know,
I love how they call us Hitler with no, but then meanwhile, the Islamists love Hitler usually and openly want to kill all the people Hitler did.
Yeah, exactly. They are just totally turned around.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think they're going so crazy? I want to ask you that same question. Because it does seem like the polls show people don't like it, but they're just doubling down. They want to get rid of Sessions. I mean, they are just so upset right now.
Look, I've met Jeff Sessions personally. He's a very good person. He's a very great person. But they just love and feed off of misinformation, clickbait, fake news. They don't have any kind of logic. When they really say ultra-liberalism is a mental disorder, you have closed off your mind. But we worked on trying that cure because we had pride booths, gay pride, pro-gay Trump booths at we're going
to
have.
Let me ask you about this. If the left attacks me physically for trying to go to the inauguration, they attack Millie, and I'm not a small guy. What do they do? If they're already bullying people like me, what do they do to you? I mean, have you been through some threats?
Yeah, they have at our booths. Lots of people would come up and argue and yell and get in our face, and we've had Black Lives Matter people try to shut us down. We just stand up. We show strong, and, you know, we don't back down from that kind of stuff. We try not to get violent, but, you know, I tell people, look, I know what was the phrase before was like, when they get low, we get high. I'm like, no, when they get low, I get even. And if they get low enough, they're going to kiss my butt.
Well, here's where I stand. We can debate lifestyles. We can debate what's good, what's bad from our own perspectives, religion. That's all fine. We're all Americans. We all agree we want prosperity and freedom to live as we see fit. That's what a free society is. Radical Islam being brought in is totally incompatible. Why the left's allied with that? That's their jump the shark moment, showing they're really a cult of authoritarianism. But Trump is a unifier, and I want to unify people. And the fact that the Democrats think they own gays, they think they own the LGBT, you know, thing, they think they own black people, they don't. And I know the internal polls showed a lot, even higher numbers of Hispanics and blacks vote for Trump. Same thing. That's why they tried to steal a bunch of states to skew those demographics, because they're really scared of people thinking, hey, socialism doesn't work or communism doesn't work. We should try what Donald Trump's talking about. And look at the stock market. How could they, Millie?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that more on what you're talking about is why they're crazy. Well, this is what I think it is. I think they're just extremely confused, and they wouldn't know truth if it smacked them between the eyes. I think that they just don't understand. There's so much programming in the music and the entertainment and television and everything else that they just really don't understand what's going on. They're actually, I think that they really truly are terrified that this is racist and that Trump's Hitler and that.
No, I agree. Have you ever dealt with a mental illness, you know, in the family? And unfortunately, most of us have. You care about this person. You can't get them snapped out of it. They really believe what they're doing. Or like an alcoholic drinking three bottles of, you know, whatever. And you're like, they won't stop. They kill themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't. It's a weird feeling because I want to just hate them and make fun of them. And I do that some. And I feel guilty because who I really don't like is the controllers. They know what they're doing. But the millions on the ground are just, like you said, mentally ill. Well, let's come back to our guest. Final segment with this straight ahead. Then big news on a bunch of key topics that are breaking.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil.
The biggest Jewish newspaper in the United States has come out against me today and says conspiracy theorist Alex Jones reveres Trump like Hitler. Trashes Statue of Liberty. So they have Dr. Spiegel here, who I'm pretty sure made up stuff that I never said, because I found a bunch of stuff in there that just, they said I have slot machines in the office. Are there any slot machines here?
I mean,
it's like really weird, okay? I mean, I can't have MSM here ever again, because now they've gotten so desperate they just make stuff up. But then he said, I revere Trump like Hitler, so now that's a fact, because Dr. Spiegel said it. Not that I said I like Hitler, I hate Hitler, but now it doesn't matter, I like Hitler. This is the next level fake news, man. And Haaretz has a big article where I'm like a Nazi and Trump's a Nazi. Yeah, because he's got his family's married in with Orthodox Jews and he's backing Israel. So yeah. You're a Nazi. You know, and it's like the leftist Jews, they just can't quit lying just like leftist anybody else. And they'll go, that's anti-Semitic. No, leftist Jews writing this are damn liars. And they're the ones that want all the Muslims and people that want to kill you and blow up Israel. That's so it. Trump's anti-Semitic because he doesn't want to blow up Israel. You people are a joke, man. You're in a cult. I don't care if you're Jewish or German or Chinese. You're into these lies. You're the fake news. I mean, so now they're really resorting to crazy stuff. Jones reveres Hitler. Wow. Wow. Next level. You were mentioning something key here. Trump gives $20-plus billion to historically black colleges because of, you know, open stuff. Now you have to let whites go. There are a lot of whites are going. A lot of them are fine colleges. Many of them are. Yeah, a lot of them, you know, some are like community colleges, but a lot are really excellent.
Yeah.
But they're like 89% black, African-American. So 20-plus billion versus what Obama did,
yeah.
And they're calling this racism. We're going to go back to our guest here in just a minute, get his final take on that and these marches. But, Millie, this is next level.
It is next level. And, you know, Obama only gave $4 billion, whereas Trump gave $25 billion. I think that's a pretty big statement.
I don't even know. It's almost like affirmative action, but it's good because it's jobs, because I want to end all this race crap. Trump's pressuring automakers to move into black areas and hire blacks.
Yeah.
Which I'm not even sure under... It's almost discriminatory, but I just want to end all this, so go ahead and do it. But, I mean, he's the opposite of what they're saying is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's completely opposite.
I mean, you know, here's $25 billion, Obama got $4 billion, and it's like, screw you, you racist asshole. Excuse me, I apologize for saying that. But, I mean, that's it, folks. It's all lies. Let's go back to our guest. Final comments from Peter Boykin, joining us via Skype, marchfortrump.com, gaysfortrump.com. I mean, what do you make of this? Did you know you're home with the guy that they say loves Hitler?
Look, I make fun of him. I made the little meme, like, keep calm, everyone's a Nazi. Pretty much, you know? So I just joke. They always bring up the, Pence is going to electrocute you. So, you know, I'll send them back the picture of Pence zapping people. I'm like, it's stupid. It's silly. It's nuts. I make fun of it, you know? But,
it's look, crazy is what it is.
We're just gonna keep raising funds at our GoFundMe. We're just gonna keep doing our events. Our events are very, very open to everybody. We've had liberal reporters say that we're the very most un-Nazi event.
Oh, that's what freaks them out. When we had a Cleveland rally, I'd say more than the crowd was Hispanic or black. Unfortunately, I didn't really see any Asians there. It's like one Asian reporter. That was the cliche is true. They're too busy working and, you know, being the top class in the country.
Yeah.
It's not white people. It's Asians. But I mean, there it is. And they were like freaking out. The liberals were like, oh my God, what's going on here? Well, that's because InfoWars is super inclusive.
Exactly. You know, and we've seen that there's a lot of Latinos for Trump, Asians for Trump, African Americans for Trump. I mean, there's LGBTQ for
and
Trump.
And their early victory on the news was saying, don't go to a Tea Party, they're racist, so minorities can go. Trump broke that, didn't he, Peter?
Oh, yeah, he definitely did. Everybody's for Trump. Everybody.
And his numbers are going up even in skewed polls. This is very exciting. Well, I appreciate your courage and your activism and all the work you've done. And I'm working this Saturday, but I'll be popping into the rally down there at noon. I'll see you there, Melanie.
All right, yeah.
I'll bring my security team. Because, yeah, these loving liberals are out to get me. They've said it. All right, we'll talk soon, Peter. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, another great American who wants to make America great. We'll be back. 5 minutes with you, Melanie. And then we've got big news. Big news on the
PFL Roundup.
Live.com
today.